Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, July 24th, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. The Wall Street Journal reported Monday that a U.S. DHS report claims that Russian groups called Dragonfly or Energetic Bear use spear phishing attacks on U.S. energy suppliers to gain network credentials for U.S. utilities. Robert M. Lee, CEO of security company Dragos, tweeted that many of the reports are misleading and says the intrusions involved adversaries taking screenshots of interface panels, most likely in preparation for further actions later. Gaining any access to utility networks like the U.S. power grid is obviously serious, but does not immediately lead to the capability of blackouts or other measures. Sources tell Brad Sams at Thurrott.com that Microsoft is planning two new different pieces of Xbox hardware, one a traditional next-gen console, and then a streaming box designed to work with a Microsoft game streaming platform, codenamed Scarlet Cloud. The new console would locally handle things like controller input, image processing, and collision detection. In conjunction with Microsoft Azure's extensive worldwide data centers, it could reduce latency significantly. Both consoles might arrive in 2020. Verizon reported better-than-expected quarterly profit and revenue on Tuesday. Verizon added 398,000 monthly subscribers in the quarter and says it expects full-year revenue growth from equipment revenue trends. The company plans to roll out 5G networks in 3 to 5 U.S. markets this year. On the Fios side, the company lost 37,000 Fios video subscribers during the quarter, up from losses of 16,000 a year earlier. The company added 43,000 Fios internet customers, but growth fell short of the previous year by 12%. Speaking of 5G, sources tell Bloomberg that Verizon wants to partner with either Google or Apple for a TV service when it rolls out its 5G service in Los Angeles and Sacramento later this year. Last month, Verizon folded its Go90 streaming app. As for potential partnerships, Google's YouTube TV offers more than 60 channels of live TV for $40 a month. Apple doesn't offer a live streaming service yet, but it is expected to announce something eventually. Tencent and WebMD have struck a content deal to provide WebMD healthcare information on the WeChat platform, which has over 1 billion users. The deal includes WebMD articles, videos, and slideshows covering medical and health topics. WebMD is owned by private equity firm KKR. The new content deal is due to be rolled out by the year end and will also be available on Tencent's QQ messaging app. Google announced at the Google Cloud Next conference in San Francisco that it added nearly 300 new capabilities to G Suite's 4 million users. New AI-powered features focus on reading, writing, and meetings. Smart Reply attempts to help send messages easily in Hangout chats. And Grammar Suggestions in Google Docs uses a machine translation-based approach to recognize grammatical errors and offer corrections. Ford announced it'll invest $4 billion through 2023 in its new autonomous vehicle unit called Ford Autonomous Vehicles, LLC. The new unit includes self-driving systems integration, autonomous research, and advanced engineering. The unit is set to be based at Ford's Corktown campus in Detroit and will also hold Ford's ownership stake in Argo AI, that's Ford's partner for self-driving system development. Finally, Let's turn up the bass. Amazon Echo users can now adjust the treble, mid-range, or bass on their smart speaker inside the You Know Who app or by voice control. The new settings work with the Amazon Echo first and second gen, the Echo Dot first and second gen, the Echo Plus, the Echo Show, and the Echo Spot smart speaker. Amazon also made the new EQ controls available to third-party devs, so for example, Sonos might include new EQ settings as well. Voice control is limited to English speakers in the U.S. and the initial rollout with other regions and languages coming soon. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.